Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Here's the Who bringing us back.
Ever since I was a young boy, I played the silver ball.
It's Belfry.
I'm so hooked on the Brighton, I must have played them all.
Welcome back, 17 to the hour. Thank you very much. Jeremy, thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book is ageofthecustomer.com. My new book is The Age of the Customer, Prepare for the Moment of Relevance. I hope you check it out. I think you'll like it, and I think it will help you. But whether you buy the book or whether you just read all you can on my websites about it, whatever it takes for you to come into the age of the customer, that's what I want you to do. That's what my work is all about. And I hope you buy the book. But you don't have to. I've got plenty of stuff there that will help you if you want to find it. Bert Folsom is our guest. Dr. Burton W. Folsom Jr. is the author of New Deal or Raw Deal, the co-author of FDR Goes to War, professor of history at Hillsdale College. Bert, thanks again for hanging out with us. We're talking about the president's plans for achieving income equality in America. Bert, the irony of all this is that he is doing many things himself. His own policies,
yes,
are doing, this is incredible irony, are doing things that is actually hurting income equality in America.
Well, that's partly why those people in the lower income groups have lost so much ground in the last 5 years, is because they've been greatly hurt by his policies. Now, we've had...
Bert, let's be specific. 5 years after the recession is over, black youth unemployment is... young men, and in fact, some of them, polls I've seen as high as 35, age 35, is in double digits.
Well, right, and it's gone from about 12 to 20% overall black unemployment. So
yeah,
we've had almost a doubling of black unemployment, and it's highest among the teenagers.
And folks, this is because of the policies that have created a negative business environment, that have caused businesses not to want to hire people. You help people with their income by helping them get a job, right, Bert?
You do, and a lot of times that's what we all need. All of us started either at McDonald's or someplace that was a small job that was minimum wage. I worked for minimum wage and in a food industry. I know that a lot of people did, and so you get that, and then that's on your resume, and then you're able to do that, and as you increase your education
one
and your
step
work
at a
experience,
time. Yeah.
Right, you then move up, and you have that in your background that, gee, I worked for those people, and it helps you get along with people working for minimum wage because you're not very high up in the system, and you have a lot to do, but it's good, and you get paid every week, and it's a good feeling.
President Obama's ideological marriage to the environmentalists and to the unions is hurting income equality in America. For example, the pipeline.
Yes, the Keystone Pipeline.
The Keystone Pipeline. If he would just announce that he was leaning toward signing that paper.
Well, I think he'll do that in October, right?
But all he's got to do, but Bert, what I'm saying is, all he has to do is announce that he's thinking about it, and oil prices will go down, gas prices will go down.
Right, but that's why I think he wants to do it in October, because then when that happens...
Oh, yeah, it'll be timed perfectly.
And then everybody can say
Bert, poor people are paying $3.40 a gallon for gas, and
correct,
the same price that rich people are paying, and yet he won't do anything which he thinks he could do to bring that down.
Well, that's modeled on Franklin Roosevelt, who did it also, not only with gasoline, because the first federal gas tax came in 1932 and then was raised later, but with cigarette taxes. Cigarettes were 10 cents a pack, and we had 5 to 6 cents a tax by Roosevelt. So that really, that was a third of the tax of a pack of cigarettes, and that's what hit lower-income people the hardest. And so that's where the money is, because that's where the mass of people
are. That's right.
But
he wants to do things to cause prices to go up. in the name of his ideology for the environment. Another thing is Obamacare. I mean, Obamacare is not going to be good for people in the lower half of the socioeconomic strata. It's not helping them get jobs. It's costing them more money. Many of them are going to lose their policies. And when it all washes out, the exchanges aren't necessarily going to make up for the difference.
Yes, that's right. And so you end up in worse shape than ever. The best that could be said is that somebody might get a discount on health care. The problem is it's going to be harder for them to get employed.
That's right. That's right.
That's the best that
that's
could be
exactly
said.
Right. That's exactly right. And here's another one quickly before we go, Bert. The Boeing plant, legally built and about to be operated in South Carolina, was shut down, at least for a time, by Obama's Justice Department, by the NLRB part of the Justice Department, for no reason, costing small business owners millions of dollars in opportunity. Never mind Boeing. Boeing can take care of themselves. But thousands of South Carolina small business owners and employees weren't able to go to work because of that.
Yes.
There was nothing illegal about that plant.
Nothing. It was a payoff to the union.
That's right.
And Roosevelt had the same groups. He would target voters and get subsidies to those groups, and the belief was that you could get that 50-plus percent through targeted subsidies, even though it doesn't help the economy.
Yeah.
See, we had double-digit unemployment during every year of the 1930s, and Roosevelt was in there for most of those years.
Mm-hmm.
The targeted subsidies, though, will win you re-election. That was the theory,
but
and Obama showing.
But it won't help the country.
Right.
But it won't help the country, folks. This is the veil we have to see through. We have to cut through this nonsense, and point to what's real and what's true. Tintail, right back with Bert Folsom. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.